morning. It is morning. It is 10:56 a.m. in fact, on Friday, April the 10th, 2026, here on a partly cloudy morning in the High Plains, east of the Rocky Mountains in Greeley, Colorado. Maybe even mostly cloudy. A lot of high thin clouds. A real high band of cirrus clouds above. Some more cumulus looking jobbies. It's not a bad morning. It's not terribly hot. It's not terribly cold. 48 degrees officially. Get this put away before I do something rash, like shut it off by accident. Anyway, yeah, let's hope I can get it, I can keep it together long enough to get this posted correctly today. I was, you know, flipping through screens yesterday. I realized I never put a title other than the day number on the 7th. I didn't even post the 8th. I didn't even download the file from Dropbox. I don't know what happened between coming in the back door and posting, but whatever it was. It completely removed any cognizance of what I might be in the process of doing at the time in terms of, oh yeah, I have to post a talk. I walk the walk. So yeah, I got posted a day late, but it did get posted. I did walk. I did do it. Yesterday was a 3-day. I did not do anything yesterday. No, that's not true. I did a lot of stuff yesterday, but I didn't walk, didn't talk. I did write. I spent some time with Roger. I've already spent more time with Roger today than I did yesterday. I'm not done. As I mentioned, I did break out Wordsworth, the spreadsheet, and started putting together some word sprints with mynoise.net as my 25-minute Pomodoro timer. And it's working out. It's working out. I still haven't been able to string a few of those sessions together, which is what I'm shooting for. But even doing one a day isn't going to get me very far. But it's going to be a lot further than not writing at all, or opening a file and reading it over, changing two words and closing the file again. So baby steps. I'm still trying to recover. The 2020s have not been a good year for me. Good years for me. Not a good decade. Morning dove. Sitting up on the ridgepole of a roof. Telling us a sad, sad story. So yeah, satisfactory is not eating my brain. Well, not entirely eating my brain. It's still nibbling at the edges. I still keep the server running so that my material keeps collecting. I finally got computers working. Now I got to do heavy frames. Heavy modular frames, I guess. But I'm building a platform. I've got a place where I've got buku iron, sufficient coal to make steel, even has some copper, and enough limestone to make all of the encased beams that I need to make the heavy frames. And I've got enough everything else. I can put it into dimensional storage so I can use them wherever I need them. I need to invest some more in storage, but that will come later. I also need to get some more disk drives. I'm down on disk drives. I will probably wait to do that until I get the next level. I've completed all the milestones for this level. Phase, I guess. And I'm just trying to chip away. I need to make the adaptive control unit, for which I need to have computers, which is why I spent some time with that. And a couple other things that I don't remember. But be that as it may, I have railroads, but I haven't built one yet. Oh, hello, Hawk. Like a sharp shin. Carrying some sort of breakfast in his talons. So I baked bread this morning, too. So I was up early. I was up late last night and early this morning to get the bread in the fridge last night and out of the fridge and into the oven this morning. Came out pretty good. It looks good. The loaves are a little bit small, but it's the iron corn. It does not develop gluten to the same extent that regular modern flours do. The ancient grain was not ever built for modern gluten. But it is tasty. We went through that last batch of 50-50. And this is a lot more whole wheat flour than I'm used to using. A lot more. My normal recipe is only 20% whole wheat, and it's just regular King Arthur whole wheat. With the rest being King Arthur bread flour. And it's a lot darker. We start there because there's a lot more wheat in it. So the color is different. The taste is a little different. It's a little deeper. And by going with 50-50, the structure of the bread owes a lot to cornbread as opposed to yeast bread. So there's a lot of graininess to it. But I put, in the last batch, I put 20 grams of honey in it to goose the yeast a little bit. And to also give it a little bit of underlying flavor. And it did boosts the yeast nicely. And I wish I'd remembered how I put it in there last time, so I could have done the same thing this time. But I forgot that I had added it to the hot water when I made the sponge. And instead, tried to add it in as an amendment once I had everything in the bowl, which was maybe not necessarily the right way to go about it. Dissolving it in the hot water really, I think, really helped distribute it through the sponge and through the sponge into the first full mix when I added the extra flour and salt. Sponge is a technique for creating a kind of base. And I use all of the water, however much water you're going to put in, you put the water in, and you use half the flour. So however much flour you're going to put in. So for me, it's 500 grams of flour, 650 milliliters of water, and the yeast, however much yeast. Yeast goes in with the flour. Since I'm using instant yeast and not active, it goes in with the flour. Today is, or last night I used the Gold Label Saff, which is a slower response yeast to begin with. It has a really nice flavor profile. It's just slightly different. Coming up on it, get ready, say it with me. Monk Post. It's just slightly different than the Red Label, which actually responds a little quicker. But they're both instant yeasts, which means I can add them with the flour and not have to do anything like proof them or dissolve them in warm water or anything. And so my sponge, the yeast, the flour, the yeast, half the flour, all the water goes in a bowl, and I take a whisk to it until I have what looks a lot like pancake batter. And then I let it work for an hour, or at least a half hour. And that gives a chance for the yeast to start to feed and spread and promulgate itself through the bread. And then the second step is to mix in the rest of the flour and the yeast. And not the yeast, the salt. 20 grams of salt. And so that's a mix, and then I do three rounds of turning, and on the final turn I split the loaves into their pans, greased liberally with Crisco, and then into the fridge for the overnight. I do change the recipe in terms of how much yeast I use, depending on whether or not I'm going to cook it in the morning or in the afternoon or evening. If I'm going to bake at night, then I put in 6 grams. Overnight only gets 3 grams. The thing with the overnight is that it's extended because of the cold, but if I don't knock the yeast back, I wind up with overproofed loaf pans in the morning. And I discovered that having it, taking it down to 3 grams, trying to measure 3 grams of yeast. Jesus. Luckily, I have a gram scale that's accurate, allegedly accurate to a tenth of a gram. So I can get, 3.1, 3.2, 2.9, That's 3 grams. That's close enough. Lilac's looking purple this morning. Yep, smells like lilac. I love the smell of lilacs. I wish anybody else in my house could tolerate it. Sigh. The things I sacrifice for family. So yeah, I took a picture of the bread. If you want to see it, it's on Flickr. It'll be in the same place as the daily picture. That's the only place I post the daily picture these days. It's not ideal. But it gives me a place to go to find it, to link it into the blog. But not having the announcement, not having the tree picture show up on Twitter or Facebook or anyplace else. I tried to put it on Mastodon, but there's just not sufficient numbers of podcast listeners there, I don't think. So that's probably why nobody mentioned that, oh, you didn't put a title, or are you going to post today? I usually, if it's a blue day, I try to at least put a note that says blue day. I realize that I have not done that very consistently. So it's understandable that there's no file. It's probably blue day. Or he didn't walk, or something. Guys, you didn't know me. Usually I hear from Chris Moody. Or Bob Evans. However, not a requirement. I'll do with it. I have not missed a day yet this month. So whatever. I haven't necessarily got to talk every day because I know at least one day I had to use a treadmill. I got lost in the day and forgot until it was too late to walk. These things happen. Ah, there's some shoots coming up. These tall, I don't know if it's pampas grass or not. It's some sort of really tall, really feathery grass, great long, tall, and apparently you're supposed to chop them off in the winter or spring, because every place where I know that it lives, I see these stumps. All right. That's interesting. I'm walking up beside the park now, and there's a collection of pine cones. Where the hell did pine cones come from? There are no pines here. There's some spruce trees. But those are definitely pine cones. I wonder if there's some pine trees hidden down in there and the squirrels come bring them out. Or somebody just had a whole bunch of pine cones and wanted to get rid of and threw them on the ground. Lots of green right along the path. path. There's a lot of green. If I go out and stand in the old dead grass from last year, broken glass, how clever. There's a lot of green hidden underneath the brown. And it's real short yet. It still hasn't come up. My ryegrass is doing excellently. It's way ahead of this ryegrass. Probably because it's protected. The soil warmed earlier. And any snow melt came off the roof and down the downspout and into that garden patch. I wonder what these little purple flowers are. Probably some sort of an invasive species or other. Yeah, these flowering crabs have pretty much gone by. They look pretty sad. Willow sisters looking willowy. Morning, girls. Should say ladies. Because they are nothing if not. Lovely ladies. With their feet in the mud. My lilacs are looking good. I still have a bunch of stuff I need to take down. One of these weeks. I need to find a carpenter to work on my siding. Some of the flashing on the corners has blown out. The guys who came in and repaired the siding when they were doing the roofing, a lot of those have not actually stayed where they're supposed to go. I can't really fault them because there's places where it's fallen down where they weren't even around. So, yeah, that's fair. It's an old house. It's 45 years old now. The city thinks it's worth so much now. Oh my God. So like quadrupled in value from when we first bought it back in 1992, I think we bought this house. Back in the last century. Back when I was young. Beautiful morning. A little breeze blowing. It's come up since I started. But I am, as they say, at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.